I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Russia's foreign minister is slamming the idea of Europe sending peacekeepers to Ukraine. AP's Donna Warder.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells ABC's This Week that peace can only come to Ukraine if Russian President Vladimir Putin is involved in the negotiations. And as European leaders gather in London Sunday to shore up support for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is slamming the idea of European peacekeepers in Ukraine. Lavrov says European peacekeepers in Ukraine would continue to incite Kyiv to rage war against Russia. And he says that just as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was brought to power on bayonets, they'll now want to prop him up with their bayonets in the form of peacekeeping units. But Lavrov says that will mean that the root causes of the conflict in Ukraine will not disappear. I'm Donna Warder.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Israel is cutting off Gaza aid to pressure Hamas to accept a new ceasefire deal.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says they're stopping the entry of all goods and supplies into the Gaza Strip and warning of additional consequences if Hamas doesn't accept what Israel says is a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire extension.
We are ready to negotiate the second phase. According to our principles.
The first phase of the fragile deal expired Saturday. Hamas accuses Israel of trying to derail the peace deal and said its decision to cut off aid was cheap extortion, a war crime, and a blatant attack on the existing agreement. The second phase of the deal was to include the release of dozens of remaining hostages in return for Israel's pullout and a lasting ceasefire. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has rallied his European counterparts to shore up their borders and throw their full weight behind Ukraine as he announced outlines of a plan to end Russia's war. He said every nation must contribute to that in the best way they can, bringing different capabilities and support to the table, but all taking responsibility to act, all stepping up their own share of the burden. Starmer's exhortation to 18 fellow leaders that they need to do the heavy lifting for their own security comes 2 days after U.S. backing of Ukraine appeared in jeopardy and U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out at Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in stable condition and no longer needs oxygen from a ventilator. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
It's a sign that his respiratory function is improving as he continues recovering from double pneumonia and a respiratory crisis. The 88-year-old Pope did continue to receive high-flow supplemental oxygen on Sunday after a coughing episode on Friday, which sparked fears of a new infection. Doctors again said his prognosis remained guarded, meaning he wasn't out of danger. The Vatican said Francis also on Sunday had a visit from the Vatican's number 2 and number 3 officials, attended Mass, rested, and prayed. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Kurdistan's Workers' Party leader Abdullah Öcalan sent a message this week from his Turkish prison calling on his organization commonly known as PKK to be dissolved. VOA's Christina Menente has more.
Jailed Kurdish militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's call to disarm sparked relief, but also fears for the future among Kurds in Syria and Iraq, who long for peace after fighting hard for autonomy. Niaz Latif is a university professor. This is a golden opportunity for us, for Turkey, and for all people to support the dreams of the Kurdish people, dreams that are fundamental to democracy and to achieving peace, love, and harmony among all communities in Turkey. The Kurds, an ethnic minority with a distinct culture and language, are rooted in the mountainous region spread across Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. All areas have been embroiled in the decades-long PKK insurgency against the Turkish state that has cost thousands of lives. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is meeting with King Charles III this Monday to discuss U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. The king has come under criticism in Canada after Buckingham Palace declined to comment on Trump's threats to annex Canada. Trudeau says he will discuss matters of importance to Canadians and said nothing seems more important to Canadians right now than standing up for our sovereignty and independence as a nation. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.